Welcome to the Digital Public Relations Podcast, covering news and trends in the digital space. Produced by the students in the Public Relations Program in the School of Media and Journalism at Kent State University.
To our podcast, where we are going to explore the world of unexpected and dynamic public relations duos. My name is Brooklyn.
My name is Taylor.
My name is Caroline.
And today we're delving into the most intriguing celebrity partnerships that have most certainly swept the internet by storm. First up is the legendary country music icon, Dolly Parton. She has been long praised for her ability to reimagine her catalog for a modern audience while still bringing out new music. And she definitely doesn't hesitate to draw inspiration from previous hits in order to produce fresh and captivating music. So here comes Pitbull, a well-known rapper and entertainer known for his upbeat songs and dynamic performances. Few could have imagined that these two seemingly different artists would collaborate, but that's exactly what they did.
Yeah, I had no idea about this collaboration until Brooklyn, you mentioned it to me, and I was just so intrigued because, right? Like, you're talking about two seemingly so different people, but in their respective genres, but coming together, and I feel like in their respective genres, they're so, like, powerful, you know what I'm saying? Like, very popular. So seeing them come together, I'm kind of, like, interested in learning more about the kind of partnership that they had, what kind of song they produced, things like that, you know?
Yeah. So it kind of sparked from Pitbull's latest album. He collabed with a lot of artists, and evidently one of them was Dolly Parton. And so when they collabed, it was for the song Powerful Woman, and this unexpected partnership combines hip-hop with dance, like EDM-type music, with the classic country sounds of Parton's 9 to 5. I know that they kind of teased the song on Twitter. They took like a JCPenney style photo, which was kind of fun to see. Everyone was kind of intrigued when they posted that. So that was super cool to see, and kind of, you were definitely perplexed because they are quite different people, at least in their respective realms. But Powerful Woman doesn't just sample 9 to 5, it actually uses the chorus from the original song, giving it a new energetic spin. And Parton also contributes an entire kind of verse beyond the chorus. It's dedicated to her mom and references to her friends and past co-stars, which is kind of cool to hear, especially in a song kind of format. But the song also has the ability to bring Dolly Parton to new audiences and possibly land her a spot on the charts that she isn't familiar with. She'll normally land on the country charts, but this is her chance to kind of reach the hot dance and electronic songs ranking, which is kind of cool to see a distinctive blend of their genres and lyrics.
That's funny that you mentioned that. Have you guys heard the new album by Beyoncé, Cowboy Carter?
I have.
Okay, not the entire thing, just the Texas hold-up.
Mm-hmm. How did you guys think about Dolly Parton's, like, collaboration on the album? Because I was listening to it, and I'm not a country girly, but Beyoncé's obviously dipping her toes into country, so she's obviously has to get the queen of country herself, Dolly Parton, on it.
Yeah.
So hearing her on the album, like, it definitely made me a fan of Dolly, and, like, me coming from, like, Beyoncé's, like, fan base, now being a fan of Dolly Parton, I just think it's genius. So, like, how do you feel about that, Caroline?
So I actually am a country fan. I love Dolly Parton, and just to see Dolly kind of, from a PR perspective, like, come alongside Beyoncé and promote it on her own socials and be like, hey, I love Beyoncé. I love what she's doing with my iconic song. She is the future of country, and there's, like, so much room for growth in this genre. It's just another moment for Dolly to kind of, I don't know, cross borders in, like, the musical genre world and do new things. It's exciting.
I totally agree. Like, giving her stamp of approval for Beyoncé, but also,
for,
like,
sure,
you were saying, like, allowing other fans to come to her and, like, get to know, to love her just as much as you do.
Yeah, I know everyone was kind of hesitant with Beyoncé going into the country realm, and I know she was kind of getting kind of a lot of backlash for it at the start, so to see Dolly Parton post about it and be like, I approve, like, her stamp of approval, which was cool to see, because I will be the first to say I was a little hesitant to say about Beyoncé's album, but if Queen Dolly gives a stamp of approval, then we shall move on. But ultimately, I think From a PR perspective, Parton and Pitbull's unexpected partnership is a prime example of the music industry's ability to innovate and adapt, especially past COVID-19 and that kind of pause from collaborations. And it's just cool to see how the music industry is thriving and back at it when it comes to collabs and making new things that can spark buzz.
I agree. So going on to the next unexpected but fascinating partnership is between two iconic figures you may be familiar with, Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg. So Martha Stewart, she is the epitome of every house mother's domestic dream and elegance. And Snoop Dogg is the legendary rapper and infamous cannabis consumer who may seem like an unlikely pair at first. However, their collaboration has been nothing short of natural. So Snoop Dogg actually met on Martha's show, and they're making mashed potatoes of all things. But the viewers liked their chemistry and liked them together so much that they requested he go on again. And he was a guest on the show again, and they made, of course, brownies. Their unlikely friendship became a hot topic in the media, sparking curiosity and intrigue among fans from both of those worlds. And recognizing the potential for such a unique collaboration, their team strategically crafted a plan to capitalize on their contrasting yet complementary personas. So after their collaborations, they did like have a little like Twitter back and forth, you know, kind of like friendly banter leading up to Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg's Martha and Snoop's Potluck Dinner Party, which is a TV series that combined cooking and cocktails and celebrity guests. And the show provided a platform, obviously, for Martha to showcase her culinary expertise while allowing Snoop Dogg to infuse his laid-back charm and his humor into the mix.
Yeah, it's funny to talk about, like, cocktails and dinner parties, because I'll be the first to say that when I saw a Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg wine in the wine section of the grocery store, I immediately picked it up. I'm a Chardonnay girl. I picked that up so fast. And it is good, so I can say it's good. But I don't know, it's kind of cool to see that I wouldn't expect Snoop Dogg in a grocery store on like branding like that. So it was kind of a cool PR collab, at least when it comes to the wine kind of industry. That was cool.
Yeah, I totally agree. And not only have they collaborated on the TV series and the wine that you're talking about, they have done so much since then, such as hosting the Pugby Bowl together, of all things. Once again, something totally unexpected left field that you would not expect either of them to do, but they're doing it together. They also judged a Halloween food competition. They dressed up in their cute Halloween costumes and everything. And Snoop Dogg was actually the first guest on her podcast in 2022. And they have done so much more. And just from a public relations standpoint, the brilliance behind this partnership lies in its ability to reach diverse audiences, which is so important in PR today. Martha Stewart's traditional fan base was introduced to Snoop Dogg's world of music and culture. And this collaboration really challenged stereotypes and defied expectations, and this earned widespread media attention and positive press coverage. And also, the duo has such a genuine friendship and mutual respect for each other, and just served as a foundation for their success, and it resonates with their audience. And overall, as a result of their partnership, Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg have become cultural icons as if they weren't already before. But they transcend boundaries and leave their mark on pop culture. So whether they're sharing recipes, hosting events, or simply enjoying each other's company and tweeting about it, their partnership continues to captivate audiences around the world.
So all of our dynamic duos so far have played a really big role on social media, and our last dynamic duo is no exception. So when this pair of pop culture royalty took over social media in 2020, we were all kind of collectively losing it. Kourtney Kardashian and Addison Rae started posting TikToks together during the pandemic, and the internet actually started to do a double take. We were all kind of confused about what was going on. Cosmopolitan made a timeline of their friendship, and they claim that the pair got connected in March 2020 when 41-year-old Kourtney enlisted 20-year-old Addison to show her son Mason the ropes on TikTok. This was a whole era on the For You page. I think we were all a little bit confused. There were Kardashian-dissing TikToks going around, along with David Dobrik and the Vlog Squad. It was undeniably iconic and the nexus, I think, in Kourtney and Addison's career crossovers. So it's important to note that this was a very unexpected pair. Maybe not as shocking as our last two, but with a 20-year age gap, they really surprised people. And with that surprise came speculations about what was going on. People were buzzing about whether Addison was just Courtney's midlife crisis hookup or whether Addison was just using Courtney for her fame. To the public, it really just didn't make sense, but people were paying attention. So following the TikToks and the countless paparazzi pics, staged or not staged, we'll talk about our theories later, Courtney cameoed in Addison's 2021 film, He's All That. Addison then guest starred on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and the two collaborated to film a workout video for Courtney's lifestyle brand, Poosh. All of this happened in a whirlwind, and then it all just stopped. The two aren't seen together anymore, but whether their relationship was organic or orchestrated by PR pros, whether they were mentor, friend, or fling, the partnership brought two generations of audiences together, and that was its power. Kourtney's Kardashian empire brought attention to Addison as she was launching her first album and building her beauty brand. Addison's status as TikTok princess introduced a younger generation to Poosh and made the brand relevant to her wannabes everywhere. And if it was a PR friendship or something more, ultimately, I think the relationship did its job, generating buzz when both needed it, and then ending without scandal or negative repercussions to either party's brand. Courtney and Addison make our third win for the PR power of an unexpected friendship. So about those theories, I don't know, Brooklyn, do you want to get started?
Yeah, I think, I don't know. Taylor, going back to your dynamic duo, Snoop Dogg and Martha, mm-hmm. I feel like they're such icons. Like, they were like prime time in their time. Yeah. And I think that having Snoop guest star on Martha's show was like the tip of the iceberg when it came to their partnership. I think it did a great job at kind of reviving their fame. Of course, they're icons, but they're not exactly new faces per se. And I think that PR-wise, that was so smart, so, so smart.
And it was, like, so genuine, because, like you said, like, right. They're, like, older in their generation, so, you know, like, the first thing on their mind wasn't, oh, my gosh, you know, like, let's, you know, capitalize. And they've, like, built a genuine friendship, like, behind the scenes through that, for sure.
Yeah, I think they're so, like, so incredibly different personalities, kind of the way you think about Pitbull and Dolly, honestly.
Yeah.
They're, you have cannabis connoisseur and Susie Homemaker type B, and then you've got your Malibu party man, Miami party man, and your classic country queen. I don't know, I think there's something iconic about them.
Yeah.
Which is super cool.
And just going off of that, I definitely want to touch on Courtney and Addison. I think it is a PR stunt. I really do. So I used to keep up with the Kardashians, haha. And so I kept up in real time with this. And from the episode that they released with Addison on it, it could have been a really good PR ploy, I'm not going to lie. But the way that Kendall and the rest of the family were just staring at Addison, making the whole thing, like, so uncomfortable and confrontational, it was just, I don't know, I don't think they're that good of actors to just act the total, like, confusion that they had on their faces when Ass and Ray showed up to their house. So I think it is a PR stunt. The fact that they aren't pictured together, haven't been seen with each other, haven't really, like, mentioned each other since the promotion period has ended, it's giving PR stunt. I think it served its purpose. I think it ran its course. And I don't know. I think it was successful in the long run because people were talking about them. But was it a genuine friendship such as someone as Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart? I don't think so.
I agree with you, Taylor.
Yeah.
Kind of moving on to Pitbull and Dolly, though, Brooklyn. I think that contrary to Snoop and Martha, Dolly and Pitbull didn't really need the career boost. They didn't really need to bring the younger generations in because they already have them.
Right.
We saw Pitbull go on tour last summer, and I mean, there were so many TikToks and social media posts of people our age, like, putting bald caps on and going crazy at the Pitbull concert. And I mean, 9 to 5, Dolly Parton, I think it's kind of an anthem.
Oh, yes.
I do. And so I don't think they needed the career boost in the same way that Martha and Snoop did, but I do think it shows that their PR pros are aware of who their audiences are, and they kind of made this collaboration to capitalize on that. It all goes back to awareness.
I definitely agree. I think that's a good insight.
All right. So, I mean, all three of these dynamic duos showed us the PR magic that happens when people with different audiences collaborate in unexpected and interesting ways. Thank you for listening to the Digital PR Podcast. Who is your favorite celebrity dynamic duo, and who did we miss? Let us know in the comments.
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe, share, or send us your comments on SoundCloud, iTunes, or Spotify. Find us on Twitter using the hashtag PR Online Chat. We're looking forward to hearing from you.